The official results of Saturday's parliamentary election in Iraq's Kurdistan region have been postponed amid fresh allegations of forgery. Opposition election monitors claim that supporters of one of Kurdistan's two ruling parties interfered in the vote counting in Sulaymaniyah province.
Unfortunately, one of the parties here, the ruling parties here, PUK, tried to go to the insider centers, and they sent some people, stranger people, with the IHEC badge, and they entered the polling centers, and we stopped that, and we asked the IHEC commissions in Baghdad to interfere directly and to solve the problems.
Patriotic Union leaders Barham Saleh and Khosrat Rasool have urged their supporters to accept the party's election defeat. The Electoral Commission has agreed to provide Kurdistan's parties with copies of the completed vote counting forms. Party officials are checking the forms and comparing the results with their own data. Officials want a recount of the votes if there are discrepancies. The Electoral Commission says it is taking action to reduce forgery attempts.
These counting centres have more than 20 CCTV cameras, and the electricity does not cut off from them. For transparency reasons, we decided for each side to have its own representative. They will sleep here beside the ballot boxes to make sure that no one goes inside between midnight and 8 a.m. when the centres open. Another decision is to increase the number of observers.
Only the voting results will be sent to Baghdad rather than all of the ballot boxes. That's why some observers say it's crucial that Kurdistan's vote counting process is not disrupted. The official results are now scheduled for next week. Regional President Masoud Barzani's Kurdistan Democratic Party is winning the election according to unofficial results. Its government partner, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, is trailing in third place. Some observers believe that the motivation behind alleged forgery attempts is to continue the decade-long coalition between the ruling Democratic Party and the Patriotic Union. But considering that the unofficial results put the opposition change movement in second place, that party is unlikely to let any forgery pass without a fight. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.